Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the peaceful mountains of California. Today's episode is going to be a little different. I'm going to be talking about podcasts and podcasting. Since I've been doing it now for 6 months, I've learned so much. And I also wanted to share with you my personal favorites and the ones that I listen to on a regular basis. Then I'm going to tell you how I started my podcast and how you can start a podcast if you're interested in doing so. Because the great thing about podcasting is anyone can do it. So the very first podcast that I found and started listening to on a regular basis is called The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. It's because I used to listen to these old radio shows on XM, and then I got rid of XM because it was just an extra expense. And I was really happy to find this podcast that publishes a daily old-time radio show in the detective genre. It's run by host Adam Graham, and he's been doing this for quite a while. And my favorite shows on there are Dragnet. Yes, the old TV show came from a radio show, and it was written and produced by Jack Webb, who is an amazing talent. And Dragnet was one of the first series that was truly ripped from the headlines. But Dragnet, Jack Webb, worked closely with the LAPD and based his audio dramas on their actual files. That's why he had to say, names were changed to protect the innocent. Now, the other radio drama that I really love from the 40s and 50s is called Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and it's about an insurance investigator. And you might think that's boring, but it's really fun. And then the third one in his series that I found by just listening was called Rocky Fortune. And the funny thing about Rocky Fortune is that it stars Frank Sinatra back in the 50s before he became super famous, before the Rat Pack. So, you know, in between movies, he'd do this radio drama, and it's about this like punk who just gets into a whole bunch of trouble, and he's really funny, and it's fun to hear Frankie's voice in this little radio show. So that's The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. The next podcast that I found was called Stuff You Should Know, and it's hosted by Josh Clark and Chuck Bryant and produced by HowStuffWorks.com. It's a very popular show. They even do live tours all around the world. But that is a show that just talks about anything. All types of topics and any topic. They take one topic per episode. Now, this show is episodic, meaning you do not have to listen to the episodes in order, that they're all inclusive. And that's just like my show, The Peaceful Life Podcast. You don't have to listen to them in a row. Now, the other type of podcast is called Serial. Not the show, but the type. And a serial podcast means you do have to listen to the episodes in order to get the full story. So it's like the difference between watching Law and Order, where everything's wrapped up by the end of the episode, or watching The Handmaid's Tale, where you have to watch from the beginning to the end of the program. So speaking of Serial, back to the show Serial, that was the third podcast that I found because everyone was talking about it. It was a true crime podcast hosted by Sarah Koenig of This American Life and produced by the people who put on This American Life. I really enjoyed season one, which was a murder mystery that took place in a high school. I didn't enjoy season two as much, but I have to tell you, there was a spin-off podcast from Serial, and it was called S-Town. And S-Town is the best podcast I've ever listened to. It's not necessarily true crime, but it's a true story, and it just made the news because it's the first podcast that's going to be made into a major motion picture by the producers who brought you Spotlight. Spotlight was one of my very favorite movies. I thought it was incredibly important and moving, and I was bawling by the end of it. If you haven't seen Spotlight, watch that. If you haven't listened to S-Town, listen to S-Town. It is a beautiful story, a mysterious story, and it was just one of those that blew my mind. The host is Brian Reed, and it's produced by the same people who brought you Serial and This American Life. Now I'm going to move on to the Jim Harold podcasts. Jim Harold is a podcaster that's been around for a long time, almost since the beginning of podcasting, or maybe since the beginning of podcasting. And I found his shows through the Paranormal podcast. And he does interviews about the paranormal, anything paranormal, Bigfoot, ghosts, flying saucers, aliens, cryptids. And what I love about it is he keeps an open mind. He doesn't say he believes. He doesn't say he doesn't believe. He's got very lucid people on the show. He's got some people who are out there, but he never judges. So I highly recommend the Paranormal podcast. And I was on one of his podcasts. I was interviewed on one that was called The Other Side, which is part of his Plus Club. Like, he's so popular, he's got podcasts where you can have to be a part of the Plus Club and pay for them on a monthly basis. And I joined the Plus Club just so I could listen to my podcast, my interview. And then I stayed a member because I had access to so many other shows that were really cool. Now, my favorite Jim Harold podcast is called Jim Harold's Campfire, and that comes out every Thursday. True stories by people who call in, and they tell their paranormal stories, or things that have happened to them throughout their lives that are unexplainable, and it's just fascinating. And again, whether you believe or whether you don't believe, it's really fun to listen to, and it's almost as if you're all gathered around the campfire telling stories. Now, true crime is one of the biggest genres in podcasting right now, and that is mainly because Serial was such a hit. I believe Serial has the highest number of downloads across the board. So that spawned a lot of people doing true crime podcasts. And although I like listening to detective fiction, true crime can take a toll on your peace. You know, when you watch too many crime shows on TV, true crime, you just get a little spooked out. You start locking all the doors, which you should anyway. But too much true crime can take a toll on your spirit. So I try to keep it to kind of a minimum. Now, one true crime podcast that I just discovered is called Marcia Clark Investigates. And that's the same Marcia Clark who was the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson trial. She is an amazing woman. She's very accomplished. The podcast is a companion to her TV show on A&E. And I must admit, it got me to watch the television show. It does about 30 minutes of the crime on the podcast, and then if you want to watch the full story, you can go to the television show. Now, the other true crime shows I like, Criminal by Phoebe Judge, And the reason her voice is a little out there is because she is very distinct in how she talks. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Criminal. I also like Swindled, which is about white-collar crime, and it's put on by a concerned citizen, so there's a pseudonym there. And he talks very flat and kind of robotic, but it's interesting information. Swindled. And then the other one I like is called The Cleaning of John Doe because it's different. It's a husband and wife crime scene cleanup team. He writes the episodes and she narrates them. The stories are interesting. I like his writing. It gives you kind of a perspective that nobody else gives you in terms of true crime. The Cleaning of John Doe. Other podcasts I listen to are Lexicon Valley by John McWhorter from Slate, and that's all about language and linguistics. I like Hidden Brain by NPR, hosted by Shankar Vedantam, and that's all about the psychology and how your brain works in certain situations. And when I started podcasting, I started joining podcaster Facebook groups just to get some information on how they do things, the process, editing, music, equipment, and all that information. And I found some really cool podcasts from the members of my podcasting groups. And so these are the ones that I listen to on a regular basis. There's one called Finally a Podcast, and it is hysterical. They take a TV series and watch the first episode and the last episode, and they try to guess what comes in between. Now, obviously, it has to be a series that neither of them have seen. There's two hosts. I don't know their names, but they're two guys. And if you have seen the series, then it's funny when they start guessing about these characters. Like, I listened to the one on Downton Abbey, and I listened to the one on Mad Men, and I was just giggling so much. So that's a fun one to listen to. They have a lot of other series on the show right now, so take a look at that. Finally, a Podcast. Now, I don't like the name. I would have called it something like First and Last or Pilot and Finale or something like that, because Finally a Podcast doesn't really say what they do, but go check it out. That's really fun. Now, another one that I've already mentioned previously is called Not About Lumberjacks, and that's written and hosted by Christopher Grunland. Now, these are short stories that Christopher has written, some of them autobiographical and some not, but he's an amazing writer and a great storyteller, and I kind of use these stories to wind down at night, like my dad is reading me a bedtime story. They're funny, they're poignant, and they're never about lumberjacks. Two of the animal podcasters that I follow are Adam Winston, who has a show called Dogs in Our World, and that's exactly what it is. It's all about dogs, from the history of dogs to different issues revolving around dogs to behavior. I highly recommend that. And then I interviewed Michael Howie in one of my episodes, and he is the host of Defender Radio, and he's a wildlife advocate up in Ontario, Canada. So those are the two animal podcasts that I follow. Another one that's really fun is called Radio Clash, and that's by Tim Baker, and it's 1 to 2 hours of just music mashup madness. So if you need music for a party, or you just want some background music, or you really want to listen to it because you love music, Radio Clash, and that's out of the UK. And then there's one that I absolutely adore, and I don't know why, but it's really funny, and it's called the Rave X podcast, and it's only on YouTube now, but he promises me it will soon be on iTunes. Now, Rave X is just like this guitar player and guy, and he just tells stories about his life, but they're really well told, and it's funny as heck, and there's a lot of language in it, but I don't care because that's just his personality, and his personality just shines through. So that's the Rave X podcast on YouTube. Now, what am I currently binging on? I'm currently binging on an episodic show called Family Ghosts, and each episode is one person talking about a family issue that they're investigating, not real ghosts, but like skeletons in the closet ghosts, you know, like who killed Uncle John and things like that. It's not necessarily crime related, but secrets that families hold and getting them out into the open. So that's really interesting. Family Ghosts. And then there's another one called Inside Psycho that I'm currently binging on, and it's all about the true crime that inspired the book, which inspired the Alfred Hitchcock movie, and then the making of the movie. And since Psycho is one of my favorite movies, I am binging on that. And I'm also binging on a People magazine show called Cover Up Chappaquiddick, all about the Chappaquiddick scandal and Ted Kennedy. So that's fascinating. Those are my three current binges. I just got a new kitten and I hear it crying in the background, so let me go check on it. Hi, Lionel. Do you want to talk to my listeners? What? You're the best. He's so little, you guys. He's just a little baby. He's 9 weeks, but he was the runt of the litter, so he's about as big as my hand. Say goodbye, Lionel. Okay. Now, I've posted a blog post about this, but how I started this podcast is I did it very simply. The first, I'd say, 20 episodes, I recorded it on my iPhone in my closet. And the reason I went into the closet is because it muffles the sound like as if you're in a studio. So if you have a microphone and you're in a regular room, the sound will bounce off the walls and you'll hear the room noise too. So I went to my closet, I sat on the floor, I taped up my outline to my dresser, and I just spoke into my iPhone. Then I sent the file to my desktop, and I edited it in GarageBand, which comes free with every Mac. Now, because I'm going through family issues, I stated from the beginning that I might not be able to produce the show regularly. But I found out from other podcasters that it's extremely important for listeners to know when you're going to produce episodes, that it's good to just pick a day of the week and get it out there. And if you think you're going to be off a couple weeks, then you either make seasons or you record them and schedule them ahead of time, which most podcast hosts let you do. So that brings us to podcast hosts. Because audio files are so big, it's really hard to upload them to your own website and have a significant amount of episodes. So what you want to do is pick a podcast host where you can upload your episodes and then submit them to all of the providers like iTunes and Google Play and TuneIn and Spotify and Stitcher, wherever people get their podcasts. Now, these podcast hosts are experts in walking you through submitting to all the providers. They also have an interface to let you upload images and say where your website is and kind of just walk you through the process. And then after that, the only thing you have to do is take the link that they give you on the host and give it to the various podcast providers. So that's all you have to do, is you have to create an account on a podcast host, upload your episodes, and then take this link they give you called the RSS link and submit it to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. You just have to go through the list and submit it to all these places, and so they will host your show. Now, depending on how many episodes you see yourself producing in a month, that would determine your pricing plan. But most of them are between about $5 and $20 a month. So it's really affordable if you are serious about podcasting and you want to try it out. You can do it for a minimal amount of money. And like I said, you don't have to buy expensive equipment until you're ready to do so. Now, my birthday was in May, and so for my wish list, I wished for a couple things, like a microphone instead of recording on my iPhone, and like really nice earphones that go over my ear so I didn't have to use earbuds. But even so, I chose a microphone and headphones that were under $100. My family came through for me because they know how important this podcast is, and I got all of this equipment as presents. I even got a cute little on-air sign that you can put on the doorknob, which is pretty funny because I only live with animals. But I put it on the doorknob nevertheless. And if you have any podcasts that you recommend, tell me, because I'm always up for a new binge. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. And in the meantime, may every sunrise bring you promise, and every sunset bring you peace.